Hi guys, welcome back to the Otis Cast. It's your babe OT, you all know. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, thank you very much for joining the family. And if this is not, thank you for always tuning in to my podcast. You're very much welcome. So today is a beautiful day. Today is 1st of April. Woo! Yay! And wow, happy new month, guys. Happy new month. We are going to talk about a lot of things, but there's a specific thing I want to talk about today. Well, yesterday I recorded 2 episodes and I deleted those 2 episodes because I don't know, like, it's not just feel right, but yeah. Anyways, someone said, that's so true, someone said that I should record a part 2 of execution, but I don't really know what to say. If I'm to record a part 2, I would be repeating everything I said in the part 1. So yeah. If in case you've not listened to execution, I want you all to go back. It is about me and my journey and what I've learned. And so you guys, this episode is for people that are, I know you guys are seeing like a lot of March dumps and everything. Please dump yours, because I love watching match dumps. They're so cute. People have the cutest dumps ever. I saw a lot of people's own. I saw Oyin Brandy's own. I saw Fikemi's own. I think I saw Tofumi's own. I don't know if you guys know these people, but they are like my faves on Instagram and YouTube. And Fikemi is a podcaster. And you're exciting people, like exciting things like this. Anyhow. Yeah. So I saw a lot of dumps. God, I've lost my train of thoughts. Holy Spirit, please. Okay, so I saw a lot of dumps and I was like, oh, because I didn't do match dump. Because you know when like the road is bumpy and everything, so like you don't really have time to take pictures. I did take pictures in March, did I? I did not. Oh my God. I did not take any picture in March. But that's by the way. But I actually took a lot of pictures in February. I enjoyed February a lot. I enjoyed January a lot. But March, April, please be nice. Thank you very much. So the main thing I want to talk about now is for people who are like, if you all don't know, you're about to know that I just, when I say just, it's like as if I graduated in January, but actually graduated in when? November, I'll be October. Can't even remember. man. Eh? OT, it rhymes, but October, November, I can't even remember. I'm sorry, guys. I'm supposed to be very serious. Okay, so I graduated in October, and yeah, I left my parents' house without any job or anything. And with the hope of getting a job, and now I am jobless. By the grace of God, I'll have a job soon. Staying positive. I really don't like having these kind of discussions with you guys because they are extremely serious and heartbreaking. But that's by the way. And today, fun fact, I just finished crying like, I think 15 minutes ago. I cried. I cried my eyes out 15 minutes ago. Would you guys believe that if I told you? And I was like, you know, let me just talk to them. Let me tell them what's in my mind. Because right now, Uma, I am pissed. I want to speak it in Yoruba so you know the depth of anger that I'm in right now. But you guys understand the depth of anger I'm in. The depth of anger I'm in. If I say depth. Depth of anger I'm in right now. And my goodness. I'm so angry. Like, I'm pissed at myself. And, you know, I'm just pissed. I'm angry. I am. Right now, I can't strangle myself. Like, me with my hands. But, obviously, no. Please, don't do that. Because better days ahead, duh. And this is one reason. Because, you know, when you leave your parents' house, you're thinking to yourself, oh, once I leave, how things we just do, I'll just do this, bah, I'll do this, gah, I'll do this, dish, I'll do this, dash, dish, dish, dish. And when you not finally leave, girl, please, okay? It's like the other way around. Like, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, and at the end of the day, nothing is working out. Like, you're doing a lot of things. You're not doing a lot of things because me, I'm not doing a lot of things. But I'm doing a particular thing and it's as if nothing's working out. Your head just keeps aching. You just keep crying every day. All in the name of, oh, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And then you're like, if you take one step forward, it's like you take, like, once you take a step forward, You take another 10 steps backwards like that. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, that's how it feels like. Anyways, and so when I just thought of like a lot of things, I started questioning myself and questioning God. I was like, God, so like, okay, should I just go back home? Because me, I don't have pride though. I don't have pride. I will go home. I mean, the prodigal daughter, I will go home and hide my shame at home. That's what I've always said. I've always said that to myself. If anything just sup, I'll just go back home. And now I'm thinking, should I go back home? God, like, why did you say I should come here in the first place? Now, okay, I'm here. What's here for me? That kind of thing. And still, I can still see, yeah, the reason why I'm here. I can just see the reason why God called me to be here. But at the same time, the trials, oh my, tribulates, it's too tribulating, it's too trialing. I don't know, I'm saying rubbish, but sorry guys. Okay, let me be serious now. The trials, they are too, like, I have never experienced it before. I'm someone that I've always gotten results immediately. So I write this and I get this result. Like, I read a course and I get the result. I read I get the results. If you don't, I write the test, I pass. If you don't read, you feel like straightforward like that. Now I'm coming out and it's like with life, it's different. Like with life, you have to read a course and wait. Wait and keep reading for a long time. Then you wait to write the test. And when you write the test, you wait to see the result. That's how it is. And it's very different from how, like, I used to do things. And that was just making my head pain me every time. Because why? It didn't gotta be like this. It didn't gotta be like that. You know, I can just do this and do this. 1 + 1 = 2. Why is it now -1? Why is 1 + 1 in life? When it comes to life, why is 1 + 1 - 1? Why? Why? So, yeah, it's just crazy. It's very crazy. I never thought of it this way. I never thought it would be like this. Sorry. And it's just, wow. Every day, I am amazed. Like, new things, new problems. But you know something? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm gonna conquer this shit. I promise all of you. Because, wow, come on, easy. It's not easy. Come on, easy at all. People that are doing it in life, it's not easy at all. At all. Kudos to our parents that went through life. You know, some of our parents, they would talk about like some things like, do you know, I was sleeping under this, I was doing this, I was doing that, before I did this, before this happened, before I got this job, before I landed this deal. It's not easy. Trust me, it's not easy. But one thing, if you notice, if you pick one thing from every parent, is that they held on to God, no matter how bad the situation was. And that's the same thing I'm gonna do. Guess what? I'm gonna do the exact same thing. I'm gonna hold on to God, even if sometimes I actually question God, like, why is this happening? Why, like, you said I should come, okay, isn't it supposed to be perfect? I mean, but at the same time, it's your journey, girl. You have to learn some things, you know. And I know for a fact that if I don't go through these things, there are some things I'm not going to value in life, because I am that kind of person. I'm like, it's so bad. I'm so lackadaisical about certain things in life that I should actually, you know, be serious about. Like, there are some certain things in life I should be extremely serious, that other people are very serious about, that I am not serious about, that actually need me to be serious about them. Like, and it's not a joke, it's a bad trait, it's a bad thing, and I know. So sometimes when some things happen to me, and then let me say I go through them, I'll just be like, that's why. It's because I'm a non-serious person. It's because, like, I'm this kind of person. And I get it most times. But, like, God, you can just tell me. You don't have to pull me through things. Okay? So, yeah, that's it. How do I keep myself sane in this time? For all of you, for any of, like, anyone listening out there, and you're, like, in the same position, you're in a position where, like, things are not going, God called you to do something, but things are not going as planned, and just know that the last time we checked in the Bible, you are not the finisher. Do you know? You are not the creator, nor are you the finisher of your faith. Do you know that? You are not the one that creates yourself. You did not call yourself to do this thing. Jehovah did. God called you to do this thing. So who do you think you are to say, okay, yes, you can be like, you can cry about it. You can say, oh God, why is this thing not going as you planned? Why is this thing not going as I planned? Maybe you say I should come here. Okay, I came here by faith. I cannot just come here by faith. I have to work. Like, I've done this. I've put this in place. But remember, it's not by power, nor by what might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Exactly. So I urge you to wait upon the Lord. Wait on God. That's one. So one thing, that's one thing I also remember to do. Like, wait on God. I still say on God. God, I beg, but risky O'Shea. Okay. Sharp. Wait on God. That's one. Two. Remind yourself why. I think that's the most important thing, like, reminding yourself why you're doing this. Okay, I'm doing this, why? Because I heard God say this, and God will not forsake me. He wrote it in his word. It's in his word. He will never forsake you. It's in his word there. Go and check. Okay? So, so that's one. That's two. And, you know, give yourself time. That's what I keep telling myself. Give yourself time. I started learning this makeup thing because I was supposed to, like, start my internship, but honestly speaking, I will not lie to you people. Honestly speaking,
between me and my God, God knows that this internship thing that people are doing right now, like NYC and these things, my mind is not there anymore. I don't want it to be like that, because if the job comes, I might start having second thoughts. Like, I might start, you know, I may be like, oh, I really don't want it. Like, I don't want it. And I don't want it to be like that. Because if not, my mom, she will pray and strangle the demon out of me. Because why don't you want to do your internship? My mom believes that once you do this, your internship, once you do your internship like this, the rest is just, you just be swimming. So that's what she believes, though. Like, I love my mom so much. And also, let me tell you guys this. Let me give you a small gist. So I called my mom today, like, after crying. And while I was crying, I called my mom. I was like, "Mommy, I'm frustrated." Guess what my mom said? My mom said, "Osatu. Osatu," with her Benin accent. She said, "I am surprised that you're saying that you're frustrated. How old are you? Do you know what it means for someone to say they are frustrated? That's when life is no longer meaningful to the person. God forbid." She started praying. I love my mom so much. She started praying. I was like, "Damn. Okay. Okay." Okay. I said, "Amen. Amen." Honestly, she started praying. She said, "God forbid. I don't want to hear that thing anymore. That you are frustrated, my child, can never be." I say, "God, I beg you." I was just telling this woman how, like, I've been feeling and all. She took it the other way. But it was cool. Like, it was beautiful to listen to my mom react that way. Oh, I wish I could. My mom is very dramatic. So I wasn't even expecting any less. Like, I expected that. I even expected more. But that one killed me. So yeah. Yeah. That's, by the way. So yeah, call your mom. If you're someone that you're very close to, your mom, call your mom. If you have someone you're close to, talk to them. It's very important. Very, very important. Because those people, just hearing their voice, I think, like, to an extent, is going to help you know that, yeah, you know, they'll make you laugh, they'll cry with you, they will vex on your behalf. So that kind of thing, they will listen to you. And sometimes they will even insult you on top, my mom. But that's fine. So yeah, that's how I've been dealing with this, like, disappointment and everything. But every disappointment is an appointment, don't they say so? They like, every disappointment is a blessing. That's what they say. But yeah, that's what they say. Anyways, I don't know what I'm going to name this episode. Random Talks, I don't know. But that's just it. That's, by the way, that's for anybody right now in... If you're in a season of your life where, like, things are not going as you planned, just calm down. Honestly, you're not in this alone. We're in this together, and I hope you find strength. Yeah. So what else I want to talk about? It's 19 minutes into the episode already. I don't want this episode to be too long, so I don't know if I'll stop here. But let me search. I have a gist for you guys. I have a serious gist for you guys. And it's about how old is too old and how young is too young for a girl and a guy. So it means how old is too old to as a girl. How old is too old for you as a girl when it comes to dating a guy, and how young is too young for you as a girl when it comes to dating a guy. The same goes for men. That question goes for men too. how old is too old for you and how young is too young for you as a guy
when it comes to dating a girl.
But I want to have this discussion with an opposite gender because I want to hear what they have to say, and I want you all to also hear what they have to say, because this gender sometimes can run mad. You know, I want us to hear what the next gender has to say. I want you guys to know, like, my own point of, like, my perspective on this. I want you guys to know. Also, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. So make sure you stay tuned. Okay. Okay. By the way, I'm so excited for life. Happy new month. I'm excited for life. I'm excited for a lot of things. I'm excited for, like, how much I have made progress in my makeup journey. Like, I've learned a lot. Shout out to my makeup instructor. Oh my God, such a beautiful soul. Like, wow. Wow. Thank God, God directed me there, literally. Like, she doesn't know that the Holy Spirit was like, go to Artistry by Rue. I was like, damn, okay, sir. I was so, like, I was like, why should I go there? Like, there are other places. This place is not even so close to my side. Why should I go to Artistry by Rue? And the Holy Spirit was like, go to Artistry by Rue. But before even, like, the Holy Spirit, you know, directing me to her, I already saw her work, but I did not really, you know, I did not really admire it like that until I started learning from her. And boy, oh boy, I have never enjoyed makeup like I do now. So, like, now I know why I actually love doing makeup. Like, now I know the beauty. It's so, like, it's mind-blowing, Sha. That's all. I don't know. I can rave about this all day, I swear. But that's beside the point. Anyways, 22 minutes. I don't want it to be long, like I said before. So I'll see you guys on the other side. Stay tuned for the next episode. Okay, guys? I love you all. And happy new month once again. Mwah!